Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh yeah, we kicked Monday in the bud, and now we've arrived at Tuesday for your BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 28th of July, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Oh, are you on BT broadband over there in the UK thinking, yeah, it's pretty good for the price that it is? Well, guess what? That price, woohoo, fixing to go up. Yes, BT has announced some price increases, which for BT customers will be coming your way on September 20th. Broadband packages are going to go up about 6.94%. Hell, just round that off, 7%. Line rental, on the other hand, is going up by £1, making the standard line rental £17.99. BT's actually saying that they're proud that they're not raising their packages overall by that much. Well, good for you, BT, because I started adding £1 here and £1 there and £1 there. Well, what do you know? That all adds up over a year, doesn't it? Well, this should make the EU happy this Tuesday morning. Google has updated its user consent policy for ad targeting over there in the European Union, meaning that European websites that plan to sell ads through Google or track visitors with cookies must now disclose clearly and obtain consent to any data collection, sharing, and usage on desktop or mobile devices. So if you're a Google user in the EU this morning, yeah, that might make you feel a little bit more warm and fuzzy now. Or it may make you feel like a lot of other people that just browse the internet at will saying, well, whatever. Shifting our focus from Google to Yahoo. It's like a train wreck, isn't it? Yes, believe it or not, Yahoo's still around, and they still have a search engine up. I actually went to it today. It's still online. And it seems that Yahoo has some secret stuff coming up in New York City. According to what we're hearing, and also from the folks over there at Recode, they got an invite for this thing, Yahoo is holding an event in New York midweek. So midweek, that could be Wednesday, Thursday. Hell, it might just be on a Friday. Why not? The thing about this secret event is that we don't know what the product really is. Although we are hearing it may be mobile-focused. You might remember we had that Flickr app update and all that sort of stuff that went on last week, so maybe it has something to do with that. Or it could also have something to do with this completely redone Tumblr app as well. In any case, I guess we'll just brace ourselves for something very secret coming out from Yahoo later this week. Maybe we'll just hear that they've decided just to throw in the towel. Who knows? Listen up, Android fans. Yeah, I've got hacker news for you today, all right. Have you got a texting application on your phone? Yeah, I bet you do, don't you? Yeah, guess what? That's how they can hack you now. According to some security experts at the Zimperium, yeah, they can attack your phone with just a simple little text now. What happens is that bad little hacker, he creates a short little video. Then you're going to receive that text. You're going to see, oh, okay, well, there's a link. Don't ever click on those, remember? And then once you click on it, then you're screwed. Now, Google says they're on top of this, and they're actually implementing fixes as we speak. Problem is, though, is that you got an Android ecosystem out there that's so fragmented that some are getting it, and then some are going to have to wait, gosh, only knows how long, for their update to come through. In the meantime, if you want to protect yourself and you get a text and it has a link in it, just don't click on it. That's the best thing that you could possibly do. Oh, the Apple fell. I mean, watch. The Apple Watch. Well, it seems like Apple's trying to penetrate the market even more by offering the Apple Watch in the U.S. at your Best Buy stores. Yes, starting next month, Apple Watch will no longer be just down at your nearest Apple store or your online retailer there. You can go into Best Buy and pick yourself up one while you're getting a television set, too. The smartwatch is going to be available in 100 locations. It's also going to be available online, too, through the retailer's official website. Best Buy saying that 16 Apple Watch models will be available through its stores, including the entry-level Sport, which we all know is probably going to be the one that sells the most, and some of the mid-range watch models too. Of course, Best Buy didn't mention any pricing for the Apple Watch they'll be selling, but we all know that it's Apple, and Apple pretty much dictates anything when it comes to their products. So look for the entry-level Sport watch to be starting out around that $349 mark. And finally, sometimes I'm wondering if Amazon can't figure out if it's an online retailer or they just really want a brick-and-mortar store, too. And we all know we love the luxury of ordering groceries online. Sometimes we don't want to wait for them to be delivered at home, though. Personally, I don't feel that way. Just go ahead and bring it to my front door. I'm fine with that. But if you do feel that way, it seems Amazon is going to come to your rescue by having its very own grocery store with, you guessed it, a drive-thru. What the plan is you're going to order what you need on the internet. Then you're going to schedule a pickup time. And then you're going to go through the drive-thru and get your groceries. Amazon's not really commenting on this, but what we're hearing is they're saying that it eliminates the many of headaches associated with the shipping of the food directly to you. But they still want to give you that that incentive for skipping the traditional supermarkets. I see some benefits with this and some not so much. Have you been to a fast food drive-thru lately? Yeah, how many times have you gone away and say, well, damn it, they got my order wrong again? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website and check out all the great podcasts that are over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with a Hump a Dumpy Doopy Day edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday, y'all. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.